I work in the Mason Hospital. I'm a healthcare assistant. I'm a student, but I do healthcare assistant night shifts. So when I was working, I think it was just after midnight, I was sitting down in my shift, and then I got a phone call from my cousin, my uncle's son. And he was just really angry, and he was sending me photos. He was telling me, oh, it's finally happened, you know, we got attacked. And we just got so shocked, you know, because he said what happened was he was, thank God he was awake, you know, because my uncle and auntie were asleep. So whilst he was playing on his game, he heard like some people shouting names, and he just thought, oh, it's probably just, you know, people just calling us names as usual. But then he heard like a firework explosion, and he said at first he thought it was just fireworks. But then when he started to see, you know, flames from the window, he got up and then he thought like, oh, that's our car. And he awoke his parents up, and that's it. That's when he found out that it was his car. It was their car, sorry, not his. And he just rang me, because we just live few minutes away from him, so he was just telling us like, you guys could be next, you know. And we just got so afraid. And this morning my parents got another phone call, because a friend of ours who is also Nepalese that just live across the street to them, their car was also attacked. So there was two car attacks yesterday night. I think because of social media, we've seen around the world, you know, just random people, not even Chinese people. But if you are just simply Asians, you know, you see a lot of social media that people are just getting attacked. You know, there's videos of people just getting punched randomly in the streets. So even with my parents, you know, even if we even if my dad goes to the local supermarket, we're always telling him, like, make sure you cover yourself, because, you know, as Asians, you know, we get the stereotypical view that, oh, they're Chinese, they brought coronavirus to this UK, you know. So we're always being very cautious. We can't even go for our 1 hour walk, you know, before someone just like calls us like, oh, Chinese, you know, go back to your own country, or stop eating bats, comments like that. And I think it's just uneducated people, really, isn't it? Since we live in Barming near the Maidstone Hospital, we thought we were quite safe, you know, with and a lot of us, we work for the NHS. Like, even my auntie, my cousins, they all work in the Maidstone Hospital. So we thought we'd be quite safe, but I guess we're, you know, nobody's really safe.